Okay, ready. I'll say ready for the 15th time now. Ready, ready?
Yep, yep.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from accessing this sound.
Yo, 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 it's myself, Mr. B, and you're listening to Rolling Off Track Podcast here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505. And today's episode, we have two guests. First of all, you guys know him, Texas Kid. How's it going, Texas Kid?
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. From Texas, of course. And our second guest, Norma. She's from the East Coast. She's all way out there. And how you doing, Norma?
I'm doing great. Yes, I am way out here compared to you guys, aren't I?
Yeah, way, way over there.
Over here.
Yep, yep. So you guys doing good tonight?
Yeah, doing fantastic. Yep. It's Friday. Why couldn't we be?
It's Friday, yep.
Right?
Friday, Friday. So you guys look forward to Friday, the weekends?
Or do you guys, yes.
Or do you guys work, like some people, you know how they work on the weekends, so it doesn't really matter if it's Friday or Saturday?
No, actually, I work Monday through Friday, so Friday night through Sunday night are very precious.
Awesome.
Not me. I work weekends a lot. This is the last Friday, so I'm super stoked. I'm ready to get my Fridays back.
Yay!
Yeah. And just to get
and then I have.
Okay.
I was just gonna say I have my shows on Sunday. One of my shows on Sunday night, so you know I do look forward to the weekends, you know, for that as well.
Yeah, and if you could maybe mention that right now, if you can.
Oh, sure. I'm on Knuckleballer Radio on allgames.com, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Monday nights on allgames.com at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Zombie Cast.
Yeah, and they are both great shows, great podcasts.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It is great to be a part of that those teams.
Yeah, the guys that you do with are pretty funny.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. They I have no sense of humor, so it's nice to be around people that can make me laugh.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, just me being kind of the dry one of the group, so it works.
And hopefully this episode your mic won't be on mute.
Yeah. Oh gosh, you heard that?
Yeah.
I'm always trying to talk, and they're like, "Oh, she's gone." I'm like, "No, I'm here." Just you know, forget to put the mute back on because I cough or something, and I don't want anybody have to hear that.
Yep. So, if we don't hear you, if we don't respond to any of your questions, you know what the problem is.
Yes, absolutely.
Alrighty, cool. And maybe an update to the listeners on what a Texas Kid has been doing. Is that all right? Is that all right with you, buddy?
Yeah, that's fine, man. Yeah, we just got done with Book of Life, the another animated show that we at RealFX created, and. Just a little bit of background on Book of Life. It's directed by Jorge Gutierrez. He is the creator for, I don't know if you guys ever seen the show Manny el Tigre from on Nickelodeon. I guess it was on years ago. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's produced by Guillermo del Toro. And it stars Zoe Saldana, Channing Tatum, Diego Luna. And it just has like, also Christina Applegate, there's some other guest voice on there.
Cool.
We just finished it up today. It actually was the last day, so we were pretty psyched. I mean, like I said, we've just been working crazy. I mean, we've been working weekends, we've been working weekdays, just trying to make our deadlines, trying to get this thing finished and in the can and ready.
Did you guys pop open a bottle of champagne?
Right. Celebrate.
Well, we had a big mass crew exit about a couple of weeks ago. A lot of the contracts of a lot of artists ended a couple of weeks ago, so that's when we went on a huge, like, two-hour lunch.
Nice.
Today was the rest of the artists. I'm staying. I'm regular staff there at RealFX, but a lot of my buddies are leaving today, so we also had a good lunch with them.
Pretty good. Book of Life. When is it coming out? In October, right?
October 17th, I believe.
Just before Halloween.
Just before Halloween.
They're trying to bill it as a Halloween movie, but Book of Life is based on the premise, or based on the Mexican holiday Day of the Dead.
Okay.
Yeah, Día de los Muertos, and it's not really Halloween, but okay. For the U.S. audience, they're trying to kind of push that to the U.S. audience, but of course it's opening up to South America as well, and so they know exactly what it is.
Very cool.
Pretty good.
That's pretty awesome. Well, congratulations. Yeah. I just really hope that, you know, that there's just, for the excitement and everything that's coming once it premieres. Yeah. It's cool.
Cool.
And, just one more thing. A second trailer came out, was released yesterday, I believe. So go to Apple Trailers. You can check that out, the second trailer.
They usually release the trailers, like the first trailers that come out, they usually release them on Apple, huh?
Yeah, they try to keep it exclusive to Apple, but someone finds a way to rip it and put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, when you first gave us this announcement, you try and search for it, but nothing comes up. It only comes up on Apple, so that's how I kind of learned by it.
Yeah, but today it's everybody's there. Everybody search for that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, one cool thing that happened today was Zoe Saldana visited the studio. So she was walking around roaming the halls. Yeah, I didn't even know. I was sitting there working, and there's this big commotion, and there's always a ton of important people that come through. I mean, when I mean important people, I mean like investors and directors and studio heads and stuff. So people that I really don't care about. Rarely the voice talent ever comes through here, because, you know, we're way out here in Texas, and they're all over there in California.
Right.
But today everyone's like, oh, I got to meet her. I'm like, who are you guys talking about? And they're like, Zoe Saldana's here. And I was like, no way. And they're like, yeah, she's over there. So she didn't really talk to anybody. She had like her little entourage of all the studio heads, and all the supervisors were kind of bodyguarding her.
Was she walking with Spock?
The one and only voice sound that you've met through this, or have you met other people as well?
No, this is, she's been the only one that's come during studio hours.
Okay.
Her last movie, Birds, rumor was, his name, Owen Wilson, came to the studio, but he came like after hours, after the artist had gone home.
Oh, I'd like to meet Owen Wilson. I'm sure he could make me laugh just by facial expressions. He's such a funny guy. You just have to look at me and I would laugh.
He'll look at you with a serious face, but on his...
Yeah, there's like some funniness behind it.
Yeah.
That guy is just hysterical.
Owen Wilson. No Chatham? Texas kid?
Nah.
Nah.
Oh, you met me.
Oh,
nah.
Man, I know. That'd be cool. Magic Mike came to the studio.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did Zoe come with Spock?
Often. No, man. She came with Spock. Spock Jr., though.
Spock Jr.
She's pregnant. She's pregnant right now. I didn't even know that. You know, I don't keep up with all the tabloids and all the People magazine and stuff. And so she's walking back. She walked past my desk. I mean, I just barely caught her out of a glimpse of my eye. Yeah, the corner of my eye. And she walked by. And I didn't think it was her because, you know, it was all I could make out was this kind of tall, skinny, pregnant girl. And I was like, that's not. But then I recognize all the studio heads walking past me too. I was like, oh, she must be in that party. So I start looking around. I'm like, oh, it is her. She's pregnant. What? Cool.
Spock Jr.
What's Spock? He's not a Klingon. What is he?
No, I should know this. My husband's a big Trekkie fan. He's a Vulcan.
Vulcan, yeah. So he's what, a third? Wait, Uhura. Uhura's not human, is she?
I have no idea. I couldn't
tell
you.
That's the character's... I don't know, anyway, so... Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I think she is human, because remember how his father keeps telling him that it was okay because he married a human? His mom's a human?
I don't know. For some reason, I thought she was like some other alien race.
Maybe she's...
It was cool, though.
Half and half. Yeah.
Pretty good. Speaking of aliens, Guardians of the Galaxy last weekend came out with $94 million.
Nice. Did you get to see it yet?
Not yet.
I think this might be our weekend plans, actually, at our house to go check it out. I'm getting very excited about it.
Yeah, we're actually getting excited for Ninja Turtles and Guardians of Galaxy Sunday, this Sunday.
Nice. Back to back?
Back to back.
Does that mean extra popcorn?
Extra popcorn, yo.
And before, sorry, I'm like chewy. I'm always thinking with my stomach.
And before it used to be a layered regular butter, but now it's layered with light butter.
Oh, see, there you go. I should try that.
Layered.
I'm not a big extra butter. I'll get sick.
You get sick?
Yeah. Especially
if you eat a lot,
too,
huh?
Too greasy, too oily. I don't know, whatever it is, too buttery. It's just not good. It doesn't like me.
That's why layered with light butter is good. It's not too much butter, but it's spread apart.
There you go.
Just make sure you go to the bathroom in between movies.
Yes. Yeah. That's good advice for anybody. I like that.
Oh, man.
And Lucy, 18 million last weekend.
Ooh, have you seen this one yet?
Yes, I seen Lucy.
And what is your opinion on this? I like Scarlett Johansson, and this looked actually pretty interesting.
Oh, Johansson. You say Johansson, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I usually hear people and myself say Johansson. And we watched Lucy, and it's pretty good. But here on Rolling Off Track, we give Rock Pod Stars, and I gave that one a 3 out of 5 Rock Pod Stars.
Very nice. There you go.
So it's just a lot of things mixed up in this movie, and you would like it. You would appreciate it. It's pretty good.
Very cool.
Are you gonna watch that one?
Yes, I will. I just might wait a little while till once it comes out on Redbox. As much as I wanted to see it in the theaters, I think Guardians is going to win, and the Turtles might win as well. So,
yeah.
Sorry, Lucy. You might have to wait a little longer.
Cool. And just the top three. The third one, Get on Top, with 13 million. And Get on Top is with the sort of like a documentary they made of what was that guy's name? The singer?
I don't think I know the movie.
It's not Rick James, is it? No, it's...
Was it? It's not Rick James. Was it somebody else?
James Brown,
yeah.
There you go. So, get on it.
Get on it.
Sorry.
Yeah, you got it. So, yeah, just those top three, the top grossing for this past weekend.
Very cool.
So predictions for this coming weekend is probably... Guardians of the Galaxy, Ninja Turtles, and Into the Storm, I say.
All right.
What about you guys?
I think Guardians is still getting very positive reviews, so I think it'll be there for a little while longer, and, you know, not just in the top five, but definitely, in the other one or two spot.
Okay. Cool. What about you, Texas Kid?
I think Guardians, 94 million is a lot for opening week.
Absolutely.
That is massive. So I think it's going to keep going strong for this weekend. I don't think Turtles is going to give it a run for its money, but it's going to do fairly good. Into the Storm, yes. I think that's going to probably be third.
Third,
I don't
know
if any other movies coming up.
Step Up.
Well, next weekend is Expendables.
Next weekend is Expendables.
I want to see.
Pretty cool. And I can say that I watched Into the Storm this past Thursday or Wednesday. It was a sneak peek.
Very cool.
And I will say Into the Storm is a 5 out of 5 Rock Pod Stars.
Very cool.
It's a good movie. You guys should check it out.
What's it about?
Tornadoes.
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 Oh, nice. I live in Texas, so I live Into the Storm every spring.
Note to self.
I need to go see that movie.
You have your own movie.
And with this movie, they do like sort of the, you know how they have their own cameras, and they it's like a person's own camera, and they walk around, and it's like they're filming their own film.
Like a GoPro?
Sort of like that, yeah. So they have a bunch of those around, but it's not as shaky, and as they not real, how would you say, just like, it's done
it's
real good.
It's not like handhelds.
Yeah, it's pretty steady, and it's everything's good about it. It's a good tornado movie.
Very cool. Sounds good.
So it beats Bill Paxton and Twister.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking Twister in my head. I'm like, oh, I'm old because I remember going to see that in numbers, and that was forever ago.
Yeah, and I think that one was one of the before this one. It was one of the Twister was one of the good tornado movies out there.
The good tornado movies.
Yeah, so this one for sure beats that one. Yep. Pretty good.
Very cool.
That one had the late Philip Seymour. What was his name?
Oh, Seymour? Philip Hoffman, right?
We're totally messing these names up. Philip Seymour Hoffman, there it is.
There we go. It was a little backwards, I guess. Oh, see, I'm the dull one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, speaking of Philip Seymour Hoffman, that's that movie, that's out too, right? I can't remember the name of that movie.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking about, but I do know that he was doing the Mockingjay, and I don't know if he had just finished taping on it or they were almost finished. So I'm curious as to what will happen with his character.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about, Mr. B? The movie that he has right now, it's out in theaters. It's I don't think they released it to too many theaters. It's kind of like a spy thriller movie.
Okay.
No, not.
I can't remember the name of that. I don't know. I wanted to see that one.
Cool.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, one of my favorite actors.
Yes, he was very talented.
Yes,
let's see if I can find out what his movies were. At least the one that you were speaking about that has come out.
And while you're doing that, Games with Gold, you have an Xbox, right? Norma?
Oh, yes. I have an Xbox One, actually.
Xbox One. Ooh, Xbox One free game, Strike Suit Zero.
Yes.
Crimson Dragon.
I haven't played that. So it was free this month for Xbox 360?
Both of those are Xbox One games.
Oh, look at that.
And then for the regular Xbox 360 is Motocross Madness.
Oh, I wonder what that's all about. Could it be changing subjects, the Austin Pendleton Project? Ring any bells?
Philip Sky?
Moore?
No.
Hoffman? Okay. Then nope. Sorry. Oh my goodness. I am throwing your show off kilter.
No, it's good. It's
good. Totally apologize.
We're good. Keep going, Norma. Keep going. What else you got to say?
Oh my goodness. All kinds of stuff. I know that we just talked a little bit about games, but I was actually looking up at an article, and this is going to show my age yet again, but I was reading about Saved by the Bell, and I don't know if you ever were big fans or big watchers of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Mr. B. And you know the pictures that they would always show of them all smiling and all happy together? Supposedly, they couldn't stand each other. And during all those pictures, they were, like, fighting between.
Oh, really?
So they're doing, Lifetime is doing an unauthorized movie about the kids from Saved by the Bell. And they picked kids that actually look a lot like, you know, Mark Paul Gosselaar and Tiffany Amber Thiessen. And even, like, their walk. Because they give you a little clip on the article. Of, you know, to kind of see a little bit about it and just like their clothing and their way of walking, they did a really good job doing that. So I am curious to see this only because I am a generation of the Saved by the Bell era, and I could probably hold my own if there was ever a Saved by the Bell trivia party.
Ooh. You know what you should start?
You should start
a Saved by the Bell podcast.
My goodness, I wouldn't shut up for hours and then days and weeks.
Nobody will stop Norma.
So, Saved by the Bell is something that I'm interested in, and as cheesy as it sounds, actually, it's very interesting to me. And I think there's a good following of people about my age that would be interested in watching this. So we'll see. We'll see what they have to show us.
Sounds good. See, there's some rolling off track news right there. Update on Saved by the Bell. Yeah.
Woo, good boy.
Okay, I found out the movie title. It's called A Most Wanted Man.
Oh.
A Most Wanted Man?
Most Wanted.
See if I can find a synopsis.
Oh, it's already out now, huh?
Yeah.
Present-day Hamburg, a tortured and near-dead half-Chechen, half-Russian man on the run arrives in the city's Islamic community, desperate for help and looking to recover his late Russian father's ill-gotten fortune.
Yep.
Ooh. Sounds interesting. I would definitely like to watch that. That's my kind of movie right there.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes.
Oh, it has Rachel McAdams, too.
Who does it have?
Rachel McAdams.
Ah.
Robin Wright.
I like Robin Wright. I'm just a big, Princess Bride fan. And then to see her again in House of Cards is fantastic.
Oh, yes.
And actually, one of my friends, he's an extra in there, so I get to see him too, so that's kind of cool.
Ooh.
Hey,
your
I know.
Friend wouldn't be, never mind. Just kidding, keep going.
Cool.
That was a failed joke.
Oh, I missed it.
Alrighty, PlayStation Plus, free games this August. Road Not Taken for PS4, puzzle game, Fez, platformer, Crysis 3. I think everybody knows Crysis 3.
Mm-hmm.
Proteus. It's also I think it's a platform game also. Metrico, PS Vita, and Dragon's Crown.
Have you played any of these?
Just Crysis 3. But I will be able to download all of them because I have a PS4 instead of an Xbox One.
Oh, you're killing me, Misty. You're killing me.
So every time Matt from, I'm going to do another plug right here, Video Game Outsiders Podcast, every time he talks about the PlayStation, I'm with him.
There you go. And Matt's also a co-host on ZombieCast. So
that's right.
You can catch him in two different shows.
So make sure and tell him, say, Mr. B from ROTPOD is... So rocking that PS4 and downloading those free games from PlayStation Plus.
I will. He loves his PlayStation.
Then tell him, then give him a high five for me.
I will do that.
Like that. Pass it on.
You know what I found? Do you guys...
High four. Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, there you go. And here I was singing high three for D, but that's... So... I don't know if you know this. I'm a big follower of SlickDeals.net. Have you ever heard of SlickDeals.net?
Oh, yeah.
And I follow them on Twitter, and I found something. I don't know if you're a PC player at all, but they do have where you could play Battlefield on the PC for free for a week.
Oh, nice.
At Battlefield 4. Let me correct that. Correct me. So if that's something you were interested in your PC player, this might be a good time to check it out to see if you're going to really enjoy it or not.
1 week free, right?
1 week free. So I thought that was a pretty neat little offer. And then the other thing I was really excited about, and I really contemplated on Slick Deals, is somebody had posted that they were selling a used Wii U for $174.
A Wii U. Oh, okay. That's pretty good for a Wii U.
Yes, I thought so. And I think it might have come with a game or not. Unfortunately, I don't remember exactly all the details, but I thought that was really good. And considering it was, you know, somebody else selling it, it might be just a one-time offer. So,
yeah. And I guess just as long as the controller with the screen on it is pretty good, huh? In good condition?
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, according to them, it was actually in really good condition. It was barely used, but they sent it, you know. I guess whomever owned it was done, said I'm over there. He's giving a deal to somebody else.
Yep, I'm over my Wii U.
Do you have a Wii U?
No, I just have a Wii.
So do I, and it's collecting dust. But I will not give it away or sell it, get rid of it in any kind of way.
Because it's your Wii.
Because it is my Wii, exactly. And I remember when I got that Wii, it was like... Well, it was Christmas, but it was like a kid in a candy shop. So I still can't let go of that nostalgic feeling. So I'm still
the one console that I have still in a not in a box, but in a case that's specially made for it is the GameCube.
Ooh.
My GameCube is still in a case and with its games and all that. So that one I kind of feel the same way that you feel about your Wii.
Very nice, very nice. And the nice thing about the GameCube is you can plug in the controller to the Wii and you can play that way. So,
yeah,
if you're wanting to go back old school, but some of your stuff is not working on your GameCube, and you have a Wii, you have a way to play.
Yeah. And that Battlefield 4 that you were saying, you have to download it by August 14th.
There you go.
And then you play for 1 week for free.
Not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal. All right, and just we'll go through a few stories and updates real quick.
Good.
LG G3 users reporting 1440p streaming with YouTube instead of the regular 1080p.
Okay.
They'll be able to be bumped up to 1440.
Now, does this make you excited? Are you more of the graphic type of person, or would you rather just have a good game that you enjoy for the storyline or the gameplay?
I'm For the games, yeah, I'm more of the storyline and the gameplay, just as long as it's fun and gets you into it. It doesn't really matter about the graphics and how the display looks.
Do you think a lot of people are more concerned about that than the gameplay nowadays? Because it seems that a lot of people, that's what they talk about.
Is the resolution and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might be like a generation thing, you know, like people that grew up with Nintendo and on up, compared to the people that are playing the new generation consoles right now. I think they're more. It's sort of like a appreciation. Like we appreciate the games that were the resolution and just the way it looked. It didn't really matter.
All right, fair enough.
So and you're the same way. You just.
Actually, maybe I'm just old school. I just like, if the game is fun and exciting to me, it's all that matters.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I don't want anything super grainy, but graphics and stuff really does not call out to me. I can sit back down and play old school Baldur's Gate and I'd be just as fine as playing, you know, something more like Scott Pilgrim, although I'm a big Scott Pilgrim fan on the 360. So, but really the graininess doesn't bother me just because I enjoy more the game line, you know, the storyline and the gameplay.
Yeah. So that's why the some people don't really like the Wii U, as we were talking about the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
They think that it wouldn't put out good graphics and they don't want to try it. They don't want to play it just for the gameplay. They rather think about, oh, it's a Wii U, so it's not going to put out so much resolution and I don't want to try it.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah, and how do developers see the Wii U as not a profitable, you know, medium to release their games on? Because they do see that, you know, kids do prefer a high-res, you know, graphics compared to, like, more blocky stuff that the Wii U puts out.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, it's a shame because the Wii U, you know, you have different ways of interacting and playing with the game. I think it totally bust wide open with some cooler games, but since everyone sees it as, like, oh, it's a kid's console. It's the way that mothers get their fat kids on the, you know, dancing and moving and stuff. You know, they're not going to be like, oh, yeah, we can't. Yeah, we're not going to be bothered with that kind of
thing.
I mean,
that's funny.
Yeah. And I'm just kind of making a little bit, you know, I'm just kind of guessing here because I don't have any, I don't have any kind of game consoles. I mean, Mr. B and I, we text back and forth about different stuff and different consoles, but you know, there's some days I want a PS4 and then there's other days I want a Wii. There's this game that I've been waiting for forever, the Final Fantasy Versus 13. I don't know if you ever heard of anything about that.
Okay.
It was announced like years ago. I don't know if you heard anything about it, Mr. B.
No, not just what you text me about.
Yeah, it was announced back in 2005, and I think they kept pushing it back, and now they're saying they're finally gonna release it, and it's gonna be on PS4, and they rebranded it as Final Fantasy 15. And if you get a chance, check out the trailer, it's pretty cool. It's like, I don't know if you know anything about the Final Fantasy franchise, but this one is taking like the whole Mafia theme. And, you know, the whole crystals and all that. It looks really cool.
Very cool. So, I must say, the one and only I played was 6.
6.
Yes. But it was a long time ago. Final Fantasy 6.
Yeah, I played, played 8. I owned 8. Fortunately, I never finished it. I played 10. I completed that one. And I subscribed to the one online, 11. But now, yeah, I don't know how I feel about online subscriptions, like monthly subscriptions, because I felt like I put in so many hours playing that game, and every month, like, okay, give me $15. I'm like, I barely beat the first world, and I barely got out of the town.
Now,
so finally, I was like, forget it, I'm done with this. Like, I spent like 3 months, spent like $45, and I barely got out of the first town.
So does that mean you prefer more a physical copy than a digital copy if you ever get to that point where you can either buy the game digital versus a hard copy?
I prefer a hard copy. But like I said, I don't know. I don't have a console, so it's been forever since I've played any kind of games, any type of games. I don't know how they store things now. If there's,
you know, additional things to all it. Right.
Additional things.
You know, well, they're very different than what they used to end.
Right.
I mean, just out of curiosity, what calls to you more, online playing with multiple people, or are you more of a, I want to play a game on my own without others? Because it seems to me like the Xbox, Microsoft is going more for people who want to play with other people, either be friends or people they meet online and play, whereas it seems to me like Sony is going more for the group of people that like to play games more solo.
I think I'd be more of the solo player.
All right.
I don't really, like I said, I really don't play games a whole lot. I think if I was a constant gamer, like I played every night for a good couple hours, I think that probably go towards the Xbox. But you know, I don't have that much time to play games.
It's too busy making movies for the people, right?
I know, right? And meeting awesome people while you're at it.
Yep.
Meeting, yeah, right.
Meeting the juniors.
The junior Spox.
Junior Spox.
Yeah.
Future.
It's all good.
Yep. It's awesome. It's draining, man. Every time when I get home, I'm just like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit here and veg out.
You just want to sit there and be fat, Fat Friday?
Be Fat Friday.
Fat Friday.
I know. You need to get me a Wii, Mr. B. So I can get up and do the Wii Sports.
Wii Sports.
Can I just say, and then this is kind of silly, but I don't know if any of you listen to the Giant Bomb podcast, but I remember when the Wii got Just Dance, and those men put the Just Dance on, and they did a video of them dancing to these things. There's just something funny about watching men do the Just Dancing. I don't know why. They're just grown men, and they're dancing, but they really get into it. And I'm like, I thought it was just, you know, us chicks that kind of do this, but they were really into it. It was really funny. So, if you're doing any Wii dancing, I would like to watch, because I just...
Was there a dance. Michael Jackson edition?
Yeah, there was.
I think there was, yes.
Okay, because I did do the Michael Jackson edition.
There
I danced to that. It is hard. It's fun, though. You're like, doing the moonwalk, and so much fun.
I mean, I got my little... I mean, this was to do a little bit of it. Now, my dad's 84, so this was probably like 6 years ago. And just to watch my little old man do it was just funny. I mean, he was being a total nut and not, like, following the directions at all. But somehow he did better than me. I don't know how he did that.
Michael J. Mike J.
Mm-hmm. King of Pop.
King of Pop. Another story. Samsung's three-sided display enters trials and prototype.
What is that? I saw a headline for that.
Maybe I'm confused, but what do they mean by three-sided?
Three-sided. I have no
three-sided
idea.
Three-sided display.
Should it be like two-sided?
Oh, I see. So maybe like flip it around or something? Or like if you joggle it one side, it turns one way if you do it straight or the other way around? I don't know. I think I just confused myself with that statement.
If it was two-sided, wouldn't it be like a DS?
Oh, I see. Like top and bottom. Not front and back.
I don't know. Explain, Mr. B. What is a three-sided shenanigan from Sony?
Three-sided just means three-sided.
paint a picture.
Okay, you have your phone.
It's like a pyramid.
You have your phone with the screen,
like a
right?
Toblerone bar, you know.
You have your phone with the screen on top.
Okay.
Yeah.
And on this phone, the screen kind of wraps around to one of the sides.
Okay.
So the top screen is one screen. The side screen would be a second one. And if you flip the phone over, the side still displays something on the screen, so that would be considered the third screen, even though it's part of the other side. So even if you flip the phone over, you don't see the main screen, but you do see the side screen, so that's considered the third display.
I see.
So no matter which way the phone is on a table or however you're holding it, there's still a screen to look at.
You still see it. Oh,
yes.
That sounds interesting, but I don't know about most people, but I'm a klutz with my phone. So I'd have to have a cover on it. So that might make it a little harder for that.
Yeah. Well, you never know. They might make a special cover.
Oh, maybe through it, like a clear cover that you can put around it, that would go around it. I wonder how that would work if you can still add, a new battery, not like the iPhone where it comes with an internal battery.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how that would work, or if it'd just be an internal battery as well. And same with the memory. Interesting. I think actually it's a neat concept. It almost gives you that New York kind of feel when you're in the city and you see the huge screens and some that, you know, jump from one screen to the next, you know, like a rolling kind of story. So I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah. And people, the developers and different people, they'll find useful ways to use that. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Next one, Android L. That's the next OS coming out for Android phones. Android L, because it's KL. Last one was KitKat, so this one's L. And one of the main features that they're looking for on this OS is multi-user support. So I guess when you're unlocking your screen, you could log into another profile. You could have different profiles on one phone.
Nice.
So that's one of the main things that people are looking forward to and developers are looking forward to. And I would say it's pretty good. You know, like if you have a kid, or an example, like if you have a kid and one profile is just for games and kids apps and stuff like that, and you could just log into that one while you're opening it up and just give it to them and you don't have to worry about anything.
Very cool. Now, just to add a little conversation, Texas Kid or Mr. B, iPhone or Android?
Android.
I am BlackBerry, actually.
BlackBerry.
Oh, look at that.
That wasn't part of the question.
Right? Cheater.
No, I have a BlackBerry. That's what I'm talking on right now. So,
really?
I have to go with BlackBerry. Yeah.
Wow, and I hear you so.
That's the power of the berry, man.
That's the berry.
Berry power right there.
Berry power.
That's a little weird, but okay.
Yeah, it's a Z10. Yeah, it's a BlackBerry Z10. It's pretty nice. I think I got this when Verizon was trying to unload all the Z10s, so they're practically giving them away because they thought BlackBerry was going to go under. But surprise, surprise, they didn't. So, I mean, BlackBerry's coming back, but not in
it's coming back
the way everybody expected. So,
sorry, Skies.
But, man. Hey, man, don't mock the berry.
It's the berry.
Berry is good.
Very good, Sky. Very good.
Oh, crunch berries, man.
Yay!
Crunch berries.
Would you rather eat crunch berries or an apple? Come on.
Right? That's a tough choice. This crunch berry sounds so much better.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
One more story. 10 years and 4 billion miles later, satellite probe finally reaches a comet, catches up with a comet.
All right, and that's interesting. I like reading about like that.
And this one satellite probe, it actually went around the Earth 3 times and Mars once just to build up speed to catch up to the comet. Cool. How's that sound?
So that sounds awesome.
Why would we want to study this comet? My question.
They want to study it so they could know how would you say when they use that word, like it's a behavior, like how a comet behaves.
Okay.
So that's one of the main reasons why they want to attach this probe to this comet and study it.
So it's not like a fragment of Krypton that's just floating through our galaxy.
Ooh, I think that's in the fine print. You never know, it could be.
Yeah,
there you go.
There might be a human or alien capsule in the inside this rock.
Then I would be right after all this time.
What are you going to be right about, Norma?
That aliens exist.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think there's life in other
planets. Yeah.
I really do. So, and I'm not talking about like a little plant, like, you know, in Wall-E. I'm talking about life, like people or, you know, like, living like beings.
9-foot blue cat people?
Yeah, maybe. Big bulgy eyes. Small little tail, manicured fingers.
pretty good.
Or they might be zombies, you know. Maybe they're having their zombie apocalypse already. I don't know.
Maybe after they study this, whatever's inside it, and they're not telling us, but whatever's inside releases a virus, they bring it back with the probe back to Earth, and it starts the apocalypse.
That's creepy, but it could be possible. You never know.
Yeah, like the Andromeda strain.
No. Is there a movie based on that?
Yes, the premise for Michael Crichton's Andromeda Strain. Comet hits, lands on Earth, has a microbe, and it starts self-replicating and starts killing people off.
So, okay, well, I'll have to read that. Michael Crichton's a pretty good writer.
Cool. Sounds good, people.
Yeah, awesome.
Hey, thank you, both of you, for joining me in this episode, number 81.
Did you guys have fun? Oh, yeah, thanks for having me on. Had a lot of fun. Man.
Yep, so tell your friends, bring the goofiness, bring it all.
Sounds good. You're like, hey, these sidetrack like us. Yay, awesome.
Pretty good. And then, go ahead.
I just want to say that for your listeners, if they would check out my friend Ed Sanchez's show, The Quest on ABC, that would be totally awesome. He wrote the script for it, and we're going into the third episode next week, Thursday nights.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And as I always do at the end of an episode, for the guest, Sky.
Yo.
Coffee or cappuccino?
Can I? Hot chocolate. I'm not a coffee guy, and I'm not a cappuccino guy. I've tried them both, and I don't like them.
Alrighty. Norma, coffee or cappuccino?
Coffee, absolutely. If I don't have 2 cups of coffee a day minimum, I'm in trouble. You don't want to be next to me. I won't be nasty, but I won't remember half the stuff you say to me. So, yeah. Minimum 2 cups a day.
Cool. And Texas Kid, any last words?
Can't beat him, join him.
Norma.
There you go. What he said. Well,
any last words and plugs, Norma?
Last words. Make sure you have your basement stocked up with camping gear, because if there's any kind of apocalypse, you'll be ready.